oh, come on. Why would not want him in the playoffs? My teammate. So obviously, if he's in the playoffs, I'm in the playoffs too. But I mean, you always want to have like, if I'm just a fan from the outside, you always want to see those best signal callers in the playoffs. It's just seeing something special about watching. You know, I'm a fan of Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, those guys. You want to see games like that because, you know, no lead is safe. It's always exciting knowing that, you know, guys like Eli and those guys can always bring a team back or get on a roll and just, you know, blow a team out. So you always want to see those guys, you know, have the ball with, you know, no time limit, you know, last drive or whatever it may be. As a fan of football, you always want to see that.
I mean, like, he's been on such a roll. This is his career from, you wouldn't want to waste it. You know, you wouldn't want to see how far he could take you.
No question. You know? Absolutely. You know, we feel very confident regardless of the fact that where we are defensively, that, you know, he's going to put up a lot of points and keep us in the football game. And when we do play great on defense, it's just that added bonus. You know, the last Dallas game comes to mind, you know, down two scores, you know, basically two possessions left, and we ended up with a win. So I feel very confident about that, and knowing that once you get in those playoffs, when that guy's on a roll, man, you can beat anybody.
Trying to forget about injuries and having the mind sort of supersede the body, that seems like a lot easier said than done, particularly in this sport. How were you able to do that last week?
Just making that conscious decision that I'm not going to allow myself to even think about it. You know, I really don't have any secret for it. Just like what you said, the mind is stronger than the body, and you can do a lot of things when you put your mind to it. So that's all. Just trying to put my mind to playing great football.
You said that, you know, you always want to see these great quarterbacks in the playoffs, obviously. People always want to see great defenses, too.
Absolutely.
Can your defense, which statistically will not be great because of what you've done, after last week, this week, can it be a great defense and carry the team also?
I think so. We are getting a little bit more healthy at the end of this year, and it just seems like things are starting to come together for us. But, you know, it still requires a lot of work. We still got a long way to go, and, you know, we got a lot of more pieces of the puzzle now, and hopefully we get the opportunity to see what we can do in these playoffs.
It's a little bit of a unique opportunity. It's the last time you played the Cowboys, you're on national TV, and the defense performance wasn't what you guys wanted. Now you sort of have a chance again on national TV to show people, you know, this is what we're really about. Is that at all in the back of your mind?
You know, the only thing that's in the back of my mind is coming out with a win. You know, I mean, I take an ugly win, I take a beautiful one, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, obviously you want to play great defense and great football. And you always want, especially in big-time games like this, so teams and people can see you at your best. You know, no question about it, but at the end of the day, it's all about winning. And hopefully this defense can play well enough to get us a win.
How much more does this team stretch the defense, though, and strain the defense more than the Jets did last week?
Hold on, say it again.
How much more does this Cowboy offense, you know, put a strain on a defense as opposed to what the Jets did last week?
Well, I mean, I think the Jets put a strain on defense in different ways. We was able to kind of take them out of their game plan as far as running the football. Maybe they took themselves out of the game plan. I don't know. But, you know, obviously against, you know, the Jets, we wanted to make them throw the ball more. Against the Cowboys, I think they can do it either way. So, you know, they stretch us in different ways, but I think both offenses do great things, but different ones.
Can you go through some of the things that you went through physically this year? Any part of you think, you know, how many more chances we get at something like the playoffs or Super Bowl playoff chase? I mean, do you like yourself?
Sure. You never want to scuff at an opportunity. You know, there's people in this league that's played for a long time, never got the opportunity to see a playoff game. So you never, you know, say, oh, okay, I just, you know, we'll get it next year. That's not necessarily the case. So you want to take advantage of every opportunity you get.
Justin, there's an emphasis always with Romo to try to keep him in the pocket. As an edge rusher, how difficult is that to keep him from bouncing things outside instead of?
You just gotta be aware of it. I think you know, the reason why you want to keep him in there because he's not as tall and he has a big tall offensive lineman, and you know, it makes it a little bit more difficult for him to see down the field when he's in that pocket. But I mean, it is difficult. He's very crafty and kind of baiting DNs to, you know, come rushing inside, and he kind of does that spin move, especially to the right to get outside. But I think it's just all about being aware.